Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I just be too excited. That's all, you know, too antsy. Like, I'm seeing things before it happened. Like, oh, I got to calm myself down. But just being more experienced, I've found a way to balance it out.
Lamar saying he's been antsy and excited. He's also been ass in the playoffs. 2-4 record, 6 touchdowns, 6 interceptions. That is not good quarterback play. If you go by passer rating, minimum of 6 starts. The only other guy who's fallen off a steeper cliff from what he is in the regular season to the playoffs all time is Andy Dalton, who's winless all time. Steelers starting to resemble those Andy Dalton-led Bengals, where a coach gets a reprieve after every playoff loss and most of them blowouts.
Are you saying that in this game, the Steelers will actually be winning late until a random Ravens employee comes swooping off the sideline like Batman? People will be running into tunnels, things like that?
What's the reference there? What am I missing? What
happened? Isn't there a Bengals playoff game? Was that a playoff game or a regular season game, I'm thinking, where like Burfict is running into the tunnel?
Oh, yeah, he ran into the tunnel after that interception. That's also the game, Mark Cabalian Studio, where Ben was hurt and people started throwing beer bottles and stuff at him.
That was a playoff game, was it not?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the reference.
Gotcha now.
Come on,
I forgot that Burfict ran up the tunnel.
Wasn't it the infamous Landry Jones interception?
Porter somehow goaded them into a personal foul. DeMata Pecco came off the bench with the big like Batman looking
and then Ryan Shazier's biggest play ever as a Steeler. He stripped Jeremy Hill of the ball right after that. Mark, you were there.
Yeah, Pac-Man Jones went on, I don't know what social media at the time.
Jerry Porter.
I would say this game is movable. Object meets resistible force. Lamar Jackson versus Mike Tomlin. Both of these guys have their playoff ghosts and goblins, if you will.
What is this?
That's a ghost sound effect that intern Dom got for us.
Yeah. That almost sounds like Pony when he's going through the get-go car wash.
Or Adam Crowley after he found out that Dorn was rooting for...
Penn State last night.
Do we have that available?
You should.
Yes, we do. Hold on.
Thank you.
If I'm rooting, I'm rooting for Penn State.
Oh!
Yeah.
Oh!
I think both main characters here, there's reason to discount them and criticize them and think both are going to fail. But in this instance, I've a little bit more faith in Lamar Jackson than I do Mike Tomlin because of what have you done for me lately. Lamar's going to probably win his third MVP if the AP vote for All-Pro is any indication today. He was first team, Josh Allen was second, and Mark gets pissed off because nobody in Pittsburgh is allowed to vote on that award, apparently. Nope. And Mike's lost 4 straight games, and he's lost 5 straight playoff games. So I say advantage barely to Lamar Jackson in this debate.
But you're going to come here and be the voice of the people who believe, Mark.
Well, Mark has been all over Twitter. Yes. Mark has been the king of for years saying, guys, it's not the best team who wins in the playoffs. It's the hottest team.
That's why he's picking the ice-cold Steelers.
Now he's going to pick the ice-cold Steelers to win against the
hottest team. A
literal
block of ice.
Who
did the song
I reserve the right to change my mind from year to year.
The one time you changed your mind this year was that Steelers-Browns Thursday night game.
I got bullied into that by Donnie Football. I know.
Bullied by Donnie?
Bullied into it. At the last minute, I'm like, give me the Steelers.
Football just reposted, a bear is going viral after being spotted standing upright like a human and waving at people. That's what Donnie's up to these days.
Wow, Donnie's kind of bored. He needed to get him in here and do the double shifter.
Yeah, the Ernie Banks. All right, Mark, so seriously, are you just picking the Steelers to try to troll people and get a rise out of people?
No,
or do you really believe it?
No, I don't. Yeah, come on. It would probably be the other way around. But, yeah, I really like the Steelers' chances in this game. I mean, for a multitude of reasons.
What's the biggest one?
Well, the biggest one would be is, I mean, I was assuming that Zay Flowers wasn't playing, and I think that's huge. I honestly do think that's huge. That allows the Steelers to then mix up their defense a little bit more to stop Derrick Henry, and that's the main part of this game. You could talk about Lamar Jackson all you want, man. Derrick Henry is the one that won them the game in Baltimore. I mean, the 160-some-odd yards, you can't allow that to happen. If you're allowed to put that extra guy in the box, not worry about those wide receivers to be able to make some big plays, then puts pressure back on to Lamar Jackson, thinking he needs to force some things here, and he turns into playoff Lamar. And I've heard from people in Baltimore, they seeing some indications that he might be turning back in to Lamar Jackson of playoff Lamar.
Expand on that. When does that
ball, happen? Trying to be that guy that's a little bit nervous, trying to do too much type of stuff.
You're saying you're getting the scuttlebutt that
the ghost will come
back
out?
Some of the people that, well, no. I would just love to know that conversation. Intern Dom, could you find me some ghouls and goblins I'm going to use?
Well, isn't that – I thought
Dom,
those were like old Nintendo games, ghosts and goblins
or whatever.
You can peel back
the curtain. I put in an email, go get me ghost sound effects.
All Pony said was get me ghost sound effects, and that's what I found. The other ones on
okay, you
should the
have
line
had
were
me,
worse.
You should have had me do one and see if he could have figured out that it would have been – that it was me. Here, I'll do what I would have done.
You know what that – you ever watched that Brady Bunch when Greg Brady was pretending to be a UFO and –
No.
He was using some kind of kazoo or something.
A kazoo?
Anybody of my age have watched the Brady Bunch? That's what it sounds like.
This sounds more like a Gregorian chant.
Now, that one's scary. That one's good.
Yeah, that does sound like a poltergeist
of some
kind.
Do you really think ghosts and goblins sound like that?
Did you not get him any goblin sound effects, though, Don?
I didn't ask for goblin, for the record. All right, so Lamar Jackson is going to get in his own head and feel like he needs to be the reason why the
yes, then the Tomlin's Ravens in the Harbaugh's head. I'm telling you, there are a faction of Baltimore people who are not very happy of playing the Pittsburgh Steelers right now, even though
well, Vinny Serrato said the exact opposite.
You mean within
opposite.
That locker room, like on that?
No, no,
on
no.
That
I'm
roster,
talking about
just...
I'm talking about in Baltimore, as in fan wise. The overall feeling down there. What I'm.
It's just so fun to being in the position of I don't want to see that team.
Yeah.
It's very hard for me to imagine, like, what if I saw a Baltimore fan who's like, I really wanted to avoid the Steelers, I'd be like, have you watched them?
But they, what was it, 7 of 8 before last month?
Yeah, but
much
look, at
owned him.
Look at what's happened to the Steelers since then, though, Mark, is my
my. But, you know, you think about it, you have a Russell fumble at the goal line in the pick six, or obviously game-changing plays of that game. If not, you're probably if those don't happen, and it's a – 2-point game, you're probably have a different view right now saying, you know what, they are still in his head. Lamar still is struggling here. I like my chances. So
Derrick Henry's been running wild on them,
yes.
though. That's probably the single biggest reason why I'm not giving them much of a chance, because they aren't forcing Lamar to do it by himself. In Derrick Henry's two games, he averaged 5 yards a carry, and then in the second one, he averaged almost 7 a carry, man.
Which I think the Zay Flowers comes into it. I mean, we're talking about
Zay Flowers should have been a first-team All-Pro,
well,
then, because apparently
them,
he's the
them.
Straw that stirs the drink.
Well, for them, I think that he might be.
Mark, how about the idea that they don't have their guy and we don't have ours either, because George Pickens is basically in la-la land right now. I've heard countless people say the big difference here is that TJ Watt is full strength and George Pickens is playing in this game. And I think I reject both of those notions right now. I don't think TJ looks like himself, and I have no clue where George Pickens is going to be at when this game kicks off tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. He might be thinking about his offseason or trying to demand a trade out of here.
You're absolutely right on both of those, which almost gives you some hope. I mean,
why?
George,
why would that give me some hope?
That gives me hope, because if George turns into that prior hamstring injury George, which, and like you said, anything can happen with him, right? Then all of a sudden, that's a huge difference right now. You could get the good George. You could get the bad George. I mean, that's all depends on what happens early in this game, but he is definitely a game changer. And I don't even know if he plays in that first game, how much difference does it make? They're going to have to play their perfect game. Not a perfect game, but they're going to play a very, very well-played game to be able to win this. But you know, I cannot Have anybody convinced me that they're going to go down there and have absolutely no shot and just going to get boat raced?
What about how they
just don't see it?
What about how they've played in their last four first quarters? 40-3, they've been outscored these last four games.
Yeah,
in the
and
first.
Only that is what about their last four playoff games? In the
no,
first
I'm not even
going to
use the playoff games because I think
well,
these,
now you're shooting down your own argument, Mark.
I thought you said something other than shooting there.
I almost said it. That's why I had to catch myself. You're doing what Mueller does all the time, which is you make a point and then you start to argue against your own point.
Well, I just said that because I don't think the teams have anything to do with these teams.
I think the playoff situation with them and starting games poorly is not even close to as relevant as how bad they've been in the last four games. There are always different players on all those teams. Yeah, it's the same coach. This team with these players has gotten humiliated in the last four first quarters.
Well, no stone left unturned, right, man?
Oh, I'm tired of hearing
that, man. I understand
that.
Let's see if they, now, put what the thing is now, Malzi, is they put that out there. So we can hammer that as much as we can hell.
What do you
hammer,
think that
unleash hell
means?
In December, right? If they don't do that,
what do you think that actually means, Mark?
Well, I tried Burn to ask Russell when he was all over the place the other day about that.
He didn't just say win all four, like let's weld. Yeah, let's.
No, he was talking about how they practice and how they prepare for games. That's part of it too.
Is he the new word salad king? Would you say?
No, Arthur's pretty good at that.
Okay.
I mean, he'll start one thing, start the other, then come back after 3 minutes and actually answer your question.
All right, so what do you think let's leave no stone unturned and burn the boats actually means for them offensively?
I don't think they're going to die on the hill, which means I don't think you're going to see if the running game on first down or whatever does not work early in this game, they're not going to keep hammering like they did against Cincinnati.
So they're actually going to try to go out on their shield maybe and
pass
the ball.
Yeah, but Mark did just say they're going to try running the ball on first down first to see if it works. They're still going to go that route.
Would you not? Like to open that game with a play-action deep ball.
Yes, but I don't think they will. I think they're going to run crack toss to Najee Harris for a 2-yard loss.
Maybe last week they were just setting you up. The 9 straight run plays on first down. Like, ah, they're going to run, and here we go. Boom. They're just doing it just to set this up right here.
So throwing the game against Cincinnati? Of course not.
How much do you think
this is a legitimate complaint or gripe? I think Mike Tomlin got spooked by some of Russell Wilson's turnovers in general and has deflated their offense as a result. I'm going to try to run the ball.
I think what he has is he has a little bit too much faith in their defense. I think he wants to play old school, play like he did in 2010.
Why?
I
hate to do the pile on here. He's a smart guy. How does he not see that that just doesn't work anymore? And the only time it has a chance of working is if you have a great offense to pair with it.
I hear you. I just wish at times he would just step back, especially when it comes to the offensive side of the ball. Okay, he wants to control the ball. He's not interested in turnovers. I mean, isn't that why they brought Russell in here to win games like
this? And it looked that way early in his tenure as Steelers quarterback that they kind of loosened things up.
He was almost trying to prove that he made that decision because of this, and now let's go back to our old
he said school. The way they were winning wasn't good enough, they needed to be great, and it looked like he was clairvoyant about that for a few weeks, and now he's reverted back to his old ways. Mark,
yeah, I understand that. I don't know why. I don't think it has
I think
to do
he
with
got
Russell.
I think he got some bad results where Russ did turn the ball over, and I think it kind of spooked him back into his old ways.
But, well, which ones are we talking about? The Baltimore pick was a bad throw, but other than that, I'm not blaming him for fumbling on the 1 yard line. You know, stuff happens.
I mean,
what other throws where you're like, ah, geez.
Don't you think the Kansas City game also spooked him, that throw to Freiermuth that got picked?
I think he's lying about the Pickens thing.
Who cares whether he's lying or not? He still crushed Wilson for it and said, hey, you can't have that.
I think a lot of that, my personal opinion on that play was that Wilson just had to do the he wasn't really filling the offensive line, giving them enough protection, so he saw a pre-snap look and said, I'm just going for it.
None of what you're saying is making me feel like any better about any of this.
Here's a stat from the last game there that I would think needs to change, and there's not a single person listening that would disagree with this. Pat Freiermuth had 3 catches for 16 yards in the game there last time. How is he, given their lack of weapons at wide receiver, not more involved? I mean, Tomlin makes their tight end combination out to be the second coming of Ozzie Newsome with Shannon Sharpe. And you've got Freiermuth that you gave money to, and he gets the ball thrown to him 3 times there?
Yeah, it's been hit and miss with him. I'm not saying it's his fault. It just seems like sometimes he's part of the plan, sometimes he's not. But when you have him as your clear number 2 in talent when it comes to receiving, you have to use him to your – maybe that's the no stone unturned. I don't know. I hope it's not.
Or maybe it's like the last time in Baltimore where Michael Pruitt and Cordarrelle Patterson caught their two touchdown passes.
Mark, I'm going to be honest, Mark. It seems like you're picking the Steelers. Like, I know you're picking them. And based on the way you're talking about them, though, it feels like you're just picking them almost to be different, like on vibes here. Like, I don't actually hear you sound confident.
I'm hearing a guy that's
15-2, baby.
Yeah, we've
that's a fraudulent record.
Yeah, we've put asterisks on that.
How's that fraudulent?
Got more asterisks than Bonds in 2001.
It sounds like you're picking the Ravens to lose the game more than the Steelers win it. That's the way it sounds to me.
I don't know if there's much of a difference there. Is it?
Oh, there's a big
there's
difference
a huge
there.
Huge difference.
I don't know.
Self-inflicted wounds, team beats itself, makes stupid calls,
Ravens,
makes
bad. Ravens so beat themselves,
Ravens
Steelers
beat Ravens.
Ravens beat Ravens when it was 17-10 here in Kenny's last season, where they dropped like 9 passes, most of which would have been like gigantic gainers for them.
I don't know. If they cause him to throw 3 interceptions because of pressure, is that because of the Steelers or because
no, that would be a Steelers. That would be Steelers.
But if he's sitting there and he just like sails one,
that
and
would
it
be
gets
Steelers.
Picked, then it's Ravens. He just sails a throw from a clean pocket.
So you do think they're going to get a lot of pressure in this game then? Is that what you're implying with that take?
I think they're going to get a lot of pressure. I think they're going to actually be able to run the ball.
And Watt's
going
to be back to the guy he was before the ankle injury.
We'll be close. I mean, where were you looking at him? 4 weeks since that, maybe?
3 games without a sack. Longest drought for him since 2018.
I mean, all these things have to happen for them to win this game, but I just think those things are going to
You're
happen.
You're a man of faith on this one, man. You are really...
I usually don't pick... You know what? Let me give you another look back into history. That 2005 season, which, you know, you could or could not compare this to. I picked
For who? The Ravens or the
no,
Steelers?
The Steelers, when they went on the 6th seed and...
Yeah, that
blah,
team
blah,
won
blah.
4 in a row to close the regular
was,
season.
And that team was also coming off a
15-1 year.
Mark, can you...
But my point was... I picked every single playoff win right that year. So, yeah. So, I know what I'm doing. I know what I'm doing. They're going to win. Put your money. No, put your money on it because I don't want to hear from you. I usually don't go out on a limb like this, but there's just a, sometimes you get a good feeling of what you're seeing from them.
What did you need? Like, what triggered this? Did you show up at practice and see something?
What was it, practice?
Did you hear something from the Ravens that made you think, oh.
A little bit from the Ravens. And, you know, I talked to a couple of people that are. Player-wise, are not happy, or as in happy as in happy in the direction that they come from. They just almost convinced me that this is not going to continue. I don't know. Maybe I'm just naive.
I think angry about the way they're playing and motivated to fix it and frustrated about like the way that the game plan is being put together, which Ray Fittipaldo happened to say to us.
Fittipaldo,
are two very,
Ravens
are two very
38,
different
Steelers
things.
17, a 3-touchdown
yeah,
win for the 15 Ravens.
And 2.
Neither are you.
Would you go back through the tape or something?
Well, you tried to change your answer a couple times on games just, and change your pick.
No, I told you my
you've been
word.
Very, you've been very like
Last
slick
week,
and slippery
I told you
about
the
this.
I did pick the Chiefs. I understand. I picked them to beat the Chiefs. That was a mistake of mine.
You got the Dallas game wrong. Oh. You got the Cleveland game wrong.
I didn't get no Dallas game wrong.
Here we go again.
I picked the Dallas game right on the radio. Pull it up, Donnie, wherever you're at.
He's
on the pregame
he's
show.
Done
tweeting
working.
Out bear pictures. Text us on the Edgar Snyder and Associates fan. Text on Edgar Snyder, an injury, a personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you.